Hey guys, this is the fifth audio boo, and this is going to cover where do you live? And even though we've been using it for a while, I haven't discussed the words for goodbye on an audio boo, so I'm going to do that here too. But as with all the others, I'm going to start with a quick review of everything that we've done up to now. So start with salve or salvete. That's the hello. But as we discussed in class, really when you're saying hello, you're actually wishing that they are in good health. So you're saying, be in good health. Hello. So it's a very, very sweet thought. So salve for one person, salvete for more than one person. When you ask, how are you? You start say quid agis or quid agitis. Again, quid agis is for one, and quid agitis is for a group of more than one. When you respond to quid agis, you could respond with valeo, bene, ad modum bene, or non valeo. So valeo is I'm fine, bene is I'm good, ad modum bene is I'm okay, and non valeo is I'm not well, I'm not good today. The question after that was, what is your name? Which is quid tibi nomen est? And you respond with mihi nomen est, and then whatever your name is. So like I said in the last audio boo, I would say mihi nomen est magistra Walter. The way that you ask someone's age or tell someone your own age, the question is quot annos habes, and then you respond with however old you are. For you it'd be either decim annos habeo or undecim annos habeo. And the last question is, where do you live? And it's very close to the word for habitat, because a habitat's where an animal lives. So the question is, ubi habitas? Ubi habitas? And so kind of, where do you live, or where is your habitat? And then you respond with in, and then wherever your city is, where your town, if you wanted to say your state, your nation, whatever place, in plus habito. So if someone asked me ubi habitas, I would say in Spartanburg habito, in Gaffney habito, in South Carolina habito, wherever you live. And last but not least, how do you say a polite goodbye to someone? Because wale and walete mean goodbye, but literally what you're doing is you're telling them to be well. We've already used this word with waleo and non-waleo. When you say waleo, you're saying that you are well, that you're fine. Non-waleo, I'm not fine. So when you wish someone a goodbye, you are literally saying, be well. But you say wale if you're saying goodbye to one person, walete if it's to a group of people. All right, so that is all of our conversational Latin up to now. But throughout the year, we'll keep on adding some. And next time in class, we're going to review and have some bigger conversations, go all the way from hello to goodbye. And we'll just keep practicing this, our pronunciation, our greetings and everything throughout the whole year. And I hope that you enjoy it.